A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, September 30th. This is Utah's new news. I'm Mary Richards. We've got some clouds in Salt Lake City. It's cold. It's 49 degrees.
Good speeds on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper is recovering today after getting hit by a truck that hydroplaned. But it appears the area where the driver lost control has had problems in the past. We get the update live from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Mary, engineers say I-15 near mile marker 398, commonplace for standing water and hydroplaning, and crews are looking to see what they can do to fix it. UDOT Region 1 spokesman Vic Saunders says it could take a while before any actual changes are made.
See if there's something unique about this stretch. If there is, identify it, and then we will make a determination exactly what we can do.
Saunders says even after they figure out what the problem is, they'll have to design the road fixes, get them funded, find the contractors, so it's going to take some time. He says the first steps of this plan might happen as early as next spring or summer. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A former security guard charged with murder appeared in court this morning in Salt Lake City. Timothy Lutz was granted three more weeks to have an eye exam completed that's expected to factor into plea negotiations. Lutz was arrested after an altercation last June with Thomas Stanfield downtown. Police say Lutz asked Stanfield to leave the property for trespassing, and he ended up shooting him in the back. An 18-year-old has been charged with brandishing a gun at Provo High School to threaten a student. Police say the suspect also swerved his car at the same student earlier in the week. Police were called when the suspect and two other students got into a fight in the school's parking lot, and police say they found a .22-caliber handgun and a realistic-looking BB gun in the suspect's car. The National Park Service has made a policy shift when it comes to ATVs in national parks. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The service has announced that ATVs and UTVs with proper safety equipment will be able to traverse main access roads and back roads starting November 1st.
So you have five rangers at Arches, and you have over 10,000 visitors on some weekends.
Patrick Shea, former director of the Bureau of Land Management, is concerned about public safety. Chris Howler, OHV program coordinator with the state of Utah, says help is available.
We have what's called off-highway vehicle program trail hosts, and those are volunteers that actually provide extra eyes and ears on the ground.
The Salt Lake Tribune reports the move is expected to impact Canyonlands and Arches National Park, if not more. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Starting today, single drivers and hybrids are no longer allowed in the HOV lane. A law put in place 15 years ago that allowed clean vehicles to use the carpool lane without passengers has expired. UDOT says hybrids are a lot more common than they were back then, and they're now viewed just like any other vehicle. Buses, motorcycles, and any car with two people inside can still use the HOV lane for free. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. California is now the first state in the country to pass a bill allowing college athletes to make money. Starting in 2023, the student athletes will be allowed to profit off their name, image, and likeness. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
It's really not clear right now what this is going to mean. The NCAA is coming out against California doing its own thing and says there needs to be a nationwide rule. It has threatened to pull California universities from competition, arguing they would have an unfair recruiting advantage when athletes can get paid. But Governor Gavin Newsom says this is about athletes getting money for what belongs to them, their image and name, and not just colleges profiting off of them and video games and other products.
California's governor tweeted out a video this morning of him signing the bill into law. A man accused of driving his SUV inside a Chicago-area mall is now facing terrorism charges. Authorities say the suspect cased the mall 124 times. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
An SUV driving inside the Woodfield Mall earlier this month, plowing through, narrowly missing terrified shoppers. Police now claiming the driver, 22-year-old Javier Garcia, cased the mall before the attack. Garcia first came into the Sears department store on foot, but exited a short time later. In 4 minutes, he's back, driving his black SUV at a high rate of speed, directly into Sears, smashing through the glass, and miraculously, no one was seriously hurt.
Garcia's attorney says his client is not a terrorist and he suffers from paranoid schizophrenia. A study released today in the Journal of American JAMA Pediatrics basically says that kids and parents can build stronger bonds if they read an old-fashioned book together. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
What's old is new again, and that includes books. You know, the printed, bound kind that kids can get their hands on. Researchers at the University of Michigan now say a study shows a good page-turner can be better for children and parents. It found that when reading a book on the high-tech tablets, a parent and child are more likely to isolate themselves, and all the bells and whistles on the high-tech device could be more distracting. When reading from a printed book, the study showed children and parents interacted or engaged one another more often, and researchers say that can lead to having long-term positive effects on social relationships. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, a school bus driver arrested, accused of driving drunk. And a look at your noontime drive.
It's a good time to be out on the Valley freeways. Traffic is light, no accidents, and no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Debbie Dujanovic.
They're predicting 2 million people moving into the state.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Don't come skiing here because I don't want you to discover how pristine it is and move your whole entire family here and all of your friends here.
I want to keep Utah for myself.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
32%. You could increase your Social Security income up to 32%. According to Forbes magazine, there's an opportunity that could increase your Social Security income up to 32%. But this opportunity is expiring soon, so you must act now. Learn if you qualify with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. If you've saved $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers to get this free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Learn how you could increase your Social Security income up to 32% before time runs out. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Nothing says fall quite like a visit to Box Elder County. With changing leaves and cooling temperatures comes the best part of fall. The harvest along Utah's official fruit Highway 89. Sink your teeth into a crisp, juicy apple. Scout out the perfect pumpkin or visit one-of-a-kind shops and eateries at some of Northern Utah's favorite restaurants. Don't forget the many corn mazes, pumpkin patches, and haunted hayrides. You can take in amazing regional theater, a multitude of museums, and inspiring world-famous land art pieces like Spiral Jetty and Sun Tunnels. You can stand at the very spot where the Transcontinental Railroad came together to change our nation at the Golden Spike National Historic Park. Take a detour to Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge and see thousands of birds as you wind your way around 74,000 acres. For a complete listing of information, events, places, and how you can fall in love with Box Elder County, visit boxelder.org.
Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, I'm Mary Richards, and for Muriel Chileos, this noon hour, our top story, just recapping it for you. The area where a Utah Highway Patrol trooper was hit on I-15 near Plymouth, that's had problems with water in the past, and he was hit by a truck that hydroplaned. We'll be covering that story all afternoon for you here on KSL. KSL News Time, now 12:08. A video has been released that police say shows a school bus driver in Washington State behind the wheel while under the influence. A student called 911 while it was happening. ABC's Amy Robach has the details.
I yell and scream, "Gah!"
Newly released surveillance video of what children say was a terrifying bus ride home.
No, whoa, no!
Students screaming while police say their school bus driver, Catherine Macaron, was intoxicated behind the wheel.
I'm crazy. I'm totally crazy.
At one point, the 48-year-old even rambling to herself while the bus was empty before picking up any kids earlier this month in Washington State.
You know why I didn't do this? Because my marriage sucks. And my husband is a son of a gun. And there's nobody on this bus.
Police say video from the bus camera shows Macaron yelling incoherently for nearly 2 hours. One of the scared students on board calling 911 after getting off the bus.
The bus driver, Catherine, she was drunk because she was, she passed three red lights.
Why do you think she's intoxicated?
she's like wobbling, and then her eyes, you can tell she was drunk.
Did she smell of alcohol?
Yeah, her breath sort of smells like alcohol.
Police officers locating Macarone say she smelled of alcohol and tested over the legal limit, charging her with DUI and two counts of reckless endangerment.
This is going to be a DUI.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was hoping the kid wasn't right.
They say she was talking about her divorce and told officers she takes sleep and anxiety medication. Parents outraged. Macarone resigned from her job. The school superintendent telling ABC News, putting our students at risk with irresponsible behavior will not be tolerated.
It's concerning as a mom. You want your kids to be safe. When they go the bus, you're trusting that they are safe every single day getting to school, and that would be awful if something happened to them.
Now, Longview, Washington already has made some changes to its school bus policies, including requiring each driver to show up for a face-to-face check-in before they start their routes. Background checks and random drug tests are routine, but rules and regulations regarding bus drivers really vary from state to state.
That was Amy Robach reporting, and what a scary story. Incredible audio there on KSL News Radio. We're just past now 12:09, and it's time for traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And over to you, Ricky.
We have a new accident. This is northbound I-15, right about 6 South on the descent into downtown Salt Lake City. But crews have already been able to move it out of traffic over to the shoulder. One surface street accident. It's in West Valley, 5600 West, 4100 South. The Utah Opera performs Verdi's La Traviata, October 12th through 13th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Tickets starting at $20 are available at utahopera.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
You have plenty of sunshine, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 49 degrees. Got some clouds. It just feels so cold out there. 46 in Ogden, 48 in Provo, 42 in Logan, and 64 in St. George. Hope you're enjoying that. Coming up on Utah's New News, experts say teenagers should avoid their phones when they need to take a mental health day because they end up isolating themselves on the phone when what they really need is face-to-face interaction. We'll go in-depth on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news station.
Great time to think about food storage. There are so many wonderful fruits and vegetables to preserve. I want to tell you why I am a fan of the Harvestrite freeze dryer, because it makes food storage so much easier, and we're not just talking about things from your garden. You can preserve your homemade meals to use whenever you have a busy day and you don't have time to spend in the kitchen. Here's how the Harvestrite freeze dryer works. You place the food on a pan, you put it in the freeze dryer, and it does all the hard work for you. All you have to do is put it in an airtight container and then reconstitute it in water whenever you want. If you've canned or bottled, you know exactly how much time that's going to save you. You can quickly build up a one-year supply of food with your own garden goodies, as well as your family's favorite meals. Plus, when you freeze dry, you are preserving all of the nutritional value of your food. Find out more by calling Harvestrite today at 800-378-5136 or learn more at harvestrite.com. 800-378-5136, 800-378-5136.
This is it. The final days of Diamonds Direct's amazing finance offer. You have until Monday at 7 p.m. to take advantage of this incredible buying opportunity. 5 years zero interest financing with no money down. Everyone is loving this. In fact, Diamonds Direct will even be open special hours this Sunday to accommodate the demand. Pick any item, pay nothing down, and enjoy 5 years zero interest financing. But don't wait. This offer ends Monday and will not be extended. On approved credit. Get details, directions, and special hours now at DiamondsDirect.com. We're in the final days of Diamonds Direct's best offer ever. You have until Monday at 7 to take advantage of this. 5 years, zero interest financing with nothing down on any purchase. It's been wildly popular all month long, but time is running out, and this extraordinary opportunity will not be extended. Pick any item. Get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. And here's great news. To accommodate the extra demand, Diamonds Direct will be open special hours this Sunday. Get hours, directions, and details now at DiamondsDirect.com on approved credit.
At 6400 South.
Everyone makes memories. If you're lucky enough, someone took a picture or a video of it. But like most memories, they often fade. What shape are your memories in? Are they tucked away in a box in the attic or a carton in the garage? Open them up and take a look. What do you see? Or more importantly, what don't you see? Don't let your memories fade. Be on time for the holidays. Log on to LarsonDigital.com. The quality? Pristine. The price? Unbelievable. And Larson Digital does all your work right here in Utah. Photos? 15 cents. Slides? 25 cents. Movie reels? 17 cents per foot. Videotapes as low as $13. See where I'm going with this? Keep your memories perfect no matter when you made them. With Larson Digital. You'll find drop-off locations all along the Wasatch Front. But hurry, the holidays are coming fast, and perfection does take a little bit of time. This sale ends October 18th, so sift through your box of memories now and log on to LarsonDigital.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT's looking at a stretch of I-15 where a trooper's car was hit, trying to see if they can do anything about the standing water there. But even if they figure out the issue, the fix won't come right away. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, starting today, hybrid vehicles are no longer allowed in the HOV lane with only one person inside unless they pay a toll like everyone else. The law that allowed the clean vehicles in that lane has now expired. And third is traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky?
We do have a new crash with injuries involving multiple vehicles and emergency crews on the scene. Northbound I-215's West Belt. It's right in the curve going from the South Belt to Taylorsville's 4700 South. And that's where you need to use caution. You're coming around a blind spot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today, 55. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 51 degrees. And with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says if the House of Representatives, controlled by Democrats, votes to impeach President Trump, he'll have no choice but to take it up in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. McConnell says that would be required by Senate rules. It's the latest development in the saga that started after a whistleblower flagged the president's phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Even with Congress on recess, Democrats continue to move forward in their impeachment inquiry, mapping out hearings, depositions, and subpoenas. The House Speaker saying on 60 Minutes is about more than just the phone call.
It's not just what happens in the call. It's part of the sequencing of events as well. You withdraw a couple $100 million worth of assistance to a country, and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign?
Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Army General Mark Milley is the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was sworn in today and replaces General Joseph Dunford. The NCAA is thinking about its next move after the governor of California signed into law a new measure that says college athletes can get paid for endorsements.
It's unknown what the NCAA is going to do now. It had threatened that California schools would be pulled from competition. That would mean the likes of Stanford, USC, UCLA could be banned from competing. The NCAA has claimed California schools will have an unfair recruiting advantage if their players can make money.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. The jury is now deliberating in the murder trial of the former Dallas police officer who's white, accused of murdering her black neighbor after entering his apartment and thinking it was her own.
This is Jim Ryan in Dallas, where hundreds gathered last night to observe what would have been Botham Jean's 28th birthday. Among last night's celebrants was Jean's mother, Allison.
My son was a beautiful person, and the way he died was just wrong.
The jury could decide to convict Amber Geiger of murder or a lesser charge. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time now for the KSL In-Depth. Psychologists all over the world are praising the effectiveness of mental health days for people battling depression and anxiety. But they say there are right ways and wrong ways to do them. And they say teens who find they need a mental health day should avoid screen time altogether. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look into the findings.
Not all mental health days are created equal, and psychologists say it's not just taking a day off. Sure, if you're exhausted, taking it easy can recharge your batteries, but if you're depressed, psychologists say isolating yourself will make things worse.
I know a lot of teens that I work with in my practice really want a mental health day because they're avoiding things or they're depressed. If that's the case, you need to help them figure out what's really going on, what's causing the depression.
Psychologist Karen Checkett says a mental health day for depressed people should include surrounding yourself with people you love and support you. For anxious people, Checkett recommends they face their fears. But for teens, screen time should be severely limited on those days.
Studies show that people are losing their empathy because they can say and do things over texting that they wouldn't do if the person was in front of them. and they're losing their ability to really communicate.
Tonight at 6, KSL News Radio is hosting a free discussion on teen anxiety, depression, and screen time at the Miller Auditorium at the Salt Lake Community College's Sandy Campus. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And if you want to know more about that event tonight at 6, you can text the word TEEN to 57500. You get more information and where to go. And anytime you see news happening, you can let us know on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Again, that's 57500. And that was the In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, now 12:19, and it's emergency traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And how are we looking at, Ricky?
Well, we do have a new accident, a multiple vehicle crash with injuries. KSL traffic trooper Jim alerting us to this. I could see the delays. This is northbound I-215's West Belt, right in the corner where the South Belt and the West Belt meet in the Taylorsville area. So it's before 4700 South. It is blocking left lanes of traffic. A lot of emergency crews on the scene. And you do want to use caution because it's a blind curve if you're traveling from westbound on the South Belt to head northbound on I-215 in the Taylorsville area. Right now, I'm only seeing like one, maybe two right lanes of traffic getting through, and there may be more emergency crews arriving on the scene. So that is definitely something you want to keep an eye out for. We also have a crash reported in West Valley, 5600 West at 4100 South. Bernina Sewing Machines at incredible prices. Super Saturday, October 12th at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. 72 months, no interest, and free gifts on select models. Dave's Bernina. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman now has the 7-day forecast.
Plenty of sunshine rest of the day. 55 is going to be the high tomorrow. 57 in mostly sunny skies, and 58 on Wednesday with plenty of sun. Jumped up to 68 Thursday and lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy on Friday, 63, and then mostly sunny for the weekend, 62 Saturday and 63 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, some clouds and 51 degrees. So this afternoon, the United Nations representatives will be meeting with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The executive director of the UN World Food Program is here in Salt Lake to meet with the presiding bishopric, Relief Society General Presidency, and Latter-day Saint Charities. We have a reporter scheduled to go to that. We'll bring you more on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News this afternoon from 3 to 7.
During the hunt this fall, one can be a lonely number. At least, until you find the one. That's when your training, your gear, and months of preparation boil down to one shot. And with our experts, gear, and advice by your side this season, you're never alone. Shields Hunt Sale, going on now. You got this.
The news brought to you by Shields. Shields has the brands you want. Vortex, Loophole, Mystery Ranch, Sitka Gear, Kennetrek, Benelli, and Sig Sauer.
A lot of people move around and they live in a ton of different cities and states. Well, that's not my family. My mom's lived in her home for 42 years and I'm going on 18. The point is, if I want a fresh look, it's not going to be a new home. It's working with what I got. So this spring, I had CertaPro painters come out and paint the outside of my house, and honestly, I love it. It looks brand new. So this fall is a great time to breathe some life into your neighborhood, freshen up that look, and if your outside looks great, then awesome. CertaPro can help you plant a fresh new look inside, a new coat of paint, or an accent wall. It can make your home just feel so cozy. CertaPro is fast, efficient, and they get it done. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so they're right here in our community. Schedule that free estimate today online at CertaPro.com or call 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro painters. We do painting. You do life.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback, so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, You block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Doug Wright hosting Inside Sources today. What's coming up on the show?
Boy, with this politically charged environment that we are in, even more than we had anticipated for 2020, we thought it would be a good idea to check in with some of the local leadership. So we have the chair of the Democratic Party in the state of Utah and the chair of the GOP who will be joining us. Jeff Merchant will be here at 12:50. We'll see what's in store for Democrats and how things are falling into place. Derek Brown, who, of course, is over the Republican Party, will join us as well. We're also very interested. Are we finally going to put a stake through the heart of the daylight saving controversy?
Please.
I mean, oh, I remember a station manager years ago, that's decades ago on KSL said, if I hear anybody talking more about daylight savings time, I'll fire him. And, of course, he was just kidding. But, you know, Richard was so tired of hearing this. It goes on and on. It's the never-ending story. But could it end in the upcoming legislative session?
Make it happen, Doug.
We're going to talk with one of our representatives, Marsha Judson, coming up on the program. Judkins on the program.
Perfect. Thanks, Doug. I look forward to that. Watching Utah's Money Now Forever 21 announced it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Officials with the company expect to close up to 178 of its more than 800 stores. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Dodge says it'll release a wide-body charger in early 2020. The cost for the car will start at around $47,500. Elon Musk has unveiled a SpaceX spacecraft designed to carry a crew and cargo to the moon, Mars, or anywhere else in the solar system. The Starship is expected to take off for the first time in a couple of months for a test flight. Your money at this moment, everything's looking good. Dow future, Dow, what am I saying, futures? It's like I'm back in the early morning show again. The Dow right now, up 153 points. S&P 500 up 19. The NASDAQ is up about, we'll call it 69. Well, the last home designed by iconic architect Frank Lloyd Wright is going up for auction in Phoenix. The Norman Likes home has been on the market since last year with a list price of $3.25 million. So if you want that, just go check that out. Coming up next, we'll take a little look at emergency traffic in 2 minutes here on KSL. Check in with Ricky to get more on that. Stay tuned.
A gift of Shane Company jewelry is special and will be loved every day. You can easily find a gift from under $100 to well over $10,000. Because we eliminate all middlemen and their markups, whatever your budget, you'll get the best value.
If you prefer to buy online, go to Shanko.com. You can shop by price, by style, or by stone. If you'd like some guidance, chat online with one of our experts. Buy online and pick up in store for a last-minute gift.
Or shop in our store and you'll see the exceptional sparkle of our diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and colorful gemstones. Hold our lustrous pearls in your hands. You'll experience our jewelry's superior craftsmanship and design. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts will help you find the perfect gift.
Whether you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, marking a special event, or just because, give a gift that will last forever at the best price.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
And the news brought to you by The Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
KSL News Time, 12:29. We've got emergency traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. What are you seeing, Ricky?
Well, right now we have a lot of emergency crews on the scene of this crash. It's in Taylorsville. It's northbound I-215's west belt, right in the bend prior to 4700 south. Left lanes are blocked, and you do have some delays back to about Redwood Road. So the delays aren't that big, but it's in a blind spot. So drivers, this is a big heads up. If you're traveling westbound on I-215 south belt, be prepared to come to a slowdown, especially as you're approaching Redwood Road due to this crash that's waiting for you right around the corner. We also have an accident northbound I-15 right about 6 South, moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. See a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown, VWSouthtown.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine rest of the day. We're up to 55 degrees. Tomorrow, 57 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Mary Richards. KSL's top local story this hour, a shift in policy by the National Park Service could impact visitors at Utah's five national parks. The service has announced that ATVs and UTVs with proper safety equipment will be able to traverse main access roads and back roads starting November 1st.
It creates a real risk, and it does disrupt the quiet solitude that attracts overseas visitors to the United States.
Patrick Shea, former director of the Bureau of Land Management, is against the move. He says it's a safety risk with many of the national parks understaffed. A stranded hiker in southern Utah has had an unusual rescue this weekend. The Washington County Emergency Director says winds were gusting too high near Snow Canyon for the helicopter to land, so the pilot performed a one-skid hot landing. That's where the rotors continue moving and the chopper rests on one skid while rescuers lifted the sick hiker off the mountain. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. If you aren't happy with the gas prices we're paying in Utah, at least you aren't in California. ABC's Alex Stone explains.
In many areas of California, now filling up with regular unleaded can mean paying $4.30 a gallon or more. Premium grades are above $5 a gallon due to refinery problems in this state. Prices have shot up here 50 cents in a matter of a few weeks. This woman is filling up.
No, these gas prices are absolutely ridiculous.
And analysts say they're going to remain high in California for a while. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And your money at this moment, the Dow is up 149 points to 26,969. The S&P 500 up 18 and the NASDAQ is up 67.